Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, baby. And y'all know what? We are going to twist it up on today. We're going to twist it up, and we're going to have some thunderstorms on today. We're going to do some thunder clapping. Yes, we are. We're going to do some thunder clapping for the Lord. We're going to get on down on today. And we're going to do some shabaking. Yes, we are. We're going to shabak on today. We're going to have a great time on today. Listen, this show is being broadcast in the Windy City. It is a live show. It is Tuesday, September 24th, 2024, 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. It's the Eastern Standard Time Zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International. The home Lord is working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhutani. This show is being sponsored and brought to you by Gumba. Gumba Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, Gumba Rum. The CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Shakalaka, Shakalaka, boom, boom, yeah. Steve Gum, the hardest working retired man I ever did see. Listen, he's retired, he's still working, he's pushing his product all up and down Boston, all up and down Florida, and all up and down California. Listen, I'm trying to keep up with him. He's retired, he's older than me, and I'm trying to keep up with him. You know what I'm saying up in here. You can get Gumba Rum all throughout the United States. Just go to cwspirits.com, cwspirits.com. We have two different flavors, vanilla and coconut. Make sure to use the discount code when you get to the secure checkout. Use the code BASIC, B-A-S-I-C, B-A-S-I-C, BASIC, to get your discount. Now, listen, I got a special guest on today. Kimberly Moses is here on today, the woman of thunder. She is the woman of thunder. She's going to tell us some things. We are going to rejoice and have a great time. Kimberly Moses wears many hats to fulfill the call God has placed on her life as an entrepreneur. She oversees several businesses, including her own personal brand, Rejoice Essentials. Oh, my goodness. I love essentials. So it's Rejoice Essentials, which promotes the gospel of Jesus Christ. She is also an insurance agent. I like the sound of that. She's an insurance agent who is licensed in over 20 states. Girl, what you working with? I can't wait to talk to you. Oh, my goodness. Fire is going down my back. Licensed in over 20 states. Listen, y'all. That is a grandstand right there. 20 states, that's spectacular. Listen, she also serves as a life coach and mentor to many women. She's also a loving mother of two wonderful children. She's married, listen, and dedicates her life to the work of ministry and serve others under the call God has placed over her life. Kimberly currently resides in South Carolina. She is the author of 50 books, including her latest book, Walking in His Peace. Oh, now listen, we can talk about that. Walking in peace. Come on up in here. We're going to have some church today. Listen, listen, listen. Before I bring her on, I want you guys to go over on Facebook. Use keyword The Fierce Female when the page comes up. Give it a follow, and I greatly appreciate it. Come on, engineer, do your thing up in here. I want you guys to be introduced. I'm going to introduce Ms. Kimberly Moses. Also, I got to say hello to Jim Mahoney. Jim Mahoney, he's my special number one listener that listens all the time. So, hi, Jim. Thank you for listening in. I really do appreciate you guys. And as it says, we do touch down all over the world, and we do touch down in a lot of different countries. We do touch down in Germany, New Zealand, India, and we also touch down in Bulgaria and Pakistan. So listen, listen, you guys. I have Kimberly Moses. She's going to talk to us on today. Hello, Kimberly. How are you?
Hi, dear. It's so good to be on tonight. And shout out as well to Jim.
Yes, I'm so glad that you're here. And I am so honored and humbled to have you on and to talk to you. Listen, I've got so many questions. I don't know where to start, but I want to start with one of the most impressive things. You have a very impressive resume. But listen, licensed and insurance agent licensed in over 20 states. That is amazing.
Yes, the Lord has good. Listen, insurance is one of those things that we need. We need insurance for health. We need insurance for our business. We need insurance for life. We just need insurance. So I'm happy to be able to serve different seniors that they struggle to get groceries or to get dental and vision. So I'm able to help them in that aspect.
Okay. All right. And listen, I also like there's a lot about, you know, your ministry. You have a lot that's going on. I think that's wonderful, and I think that's a beautiful thing. God really has a strong mantle, of course, a strong mantle and a strong anointing on your life, very powerful prayer warrior, you know, and that is a blessing to walk under that anointing and under that mantle. And I see that you've authored 50 books, including your latest book, Walking in His Peace. And I think that's a book everyone should be reading right now.
Well, when you submit your life to God, He will bring out the gifts and talents inside of you. So the beautiful thing about the Lord, He reminded me, I started writing at 9 years old. I wrote my first book when I was nine. I actually won a competition in my third grade class. It was about a dog and a cookie. And I remember the teacher brought me in front of the classroom, and she gave me a certificate, and a certificate to a personal pan pizza at Pizza Hut. Because I won the contest of writing my book, my first book. I did illustrations and everything like that into the story. So I just remember just going through a tough time, hardships, and 2014 was one of the hardest times of my life where I was in the wilderness season. And then the Lord, He gave me instructions to begin to write because I never thought I could do it. So He gave me 21 books to write in 2014, and after I finished the list of 21 books, He said, "You're not done yet," and He just kept giving me ideas. So here we are, my new book, Walking in His Peace. I just went through a season of just being tested fierce in the peace, and I had to say, "Devil, you are defeated. Jesus Christ is Lord, and I am going to, you know, keep peace. Amen. I'm not going to allow the devil to stress me out. Not today, Satan, right? Not today."
Amen. Amen. Now, there's a lot I'm not familiar with your testimony, so I'm really excited to hear your testimony, you know, so I do want you to share some of your testimony with the listening audience, and I know that you've had several near-death experiences. When it comes to, you know, your testimony, can you share with us a little bit about your testimony? And you had several near-death experiences. How did these experiences change your life?
Absolutely, absolutely. So my first near-death experience started when I was just an infant. And I remember, my mother told me that one day she's had a mother intuition. But let me check on Kimberly because I haven't heard from her in a while. I haven't heard her cry. So she went into the room of the nursery, and she found that I was, like, almost purple, and I wasn't breathing properly. So my daddy was home at the time, and she said, "Great, Kimberly's not breathing." So my daddy was trained in CPR, so he picked me up, turned me over, and did, like, upward thrust on my back, and it got, like, this nasty phlegm out of my throat, and I started getting my color back. And that just reminded me in Scripture how the devil tried to kill baby Jesus, how the devil tried to take out baby Moses, and I was like, wow. So that was my first near-death encounter, and I thank God that I'm here for such a time as this. So growing up, I grew up as a Buddhist. So we used to have Buddha statues everywhere. We used to worship this wooden shrine called the Gahunzong. And in the Gahunzong was this oriental scroll. I remember when we tried to get out of this religion, like someone put a curse on our family. We took out the shrine out of our home, and like all this demonic stuff was happening. And my daddy, he told one of his coworkers what was happening, and his coworker said, you need to take your family to church, get them baptized in the name of Jesus. So that's what he did. So all that demonic stuff stopped happening in my family. So just make it, you know, fast forward it. So I had aspirations to be an exotic dancer. So my 18th birthday, I actually went down and actually got a job as an exotic dancer. So one day, I probably was around 21 years old, and I heard the devil tell me, you're going to die today. And I said, no, I'm not going to die. I'm too young. And I felt death. I felt evil, like I was going to die. I remember around that time, my younger sister, one of my younger sisters, she just got saved, and she was begging me to go to church for like 2 weeks. And she's like, Kimberly, please go to church. And I said, no, I don't want to go to church. No, I was fighting it. So she handed me a Bible, and I put this Bible in my car, and I was just riding around for like 2 weeks with this Bible in my passenger seat. So one day I got up, and I heard the devil tell me I was going to die that day, and I shook it off. So that night I remember riding, and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the club. And I remember it was raining so hard, fierce. It was raining like cats and dogs, really, really hard. And it was like a slow movie of, you know, I could see like it play out. I was at the stoplight, and it was an empty lane beside me. So I looked up in my rearview mirror because I started feeling evil again in my car. And the lane right beside me, why would this car hit me? So I didn't try to move or anything. So the car slammed in the back of me with an empty lane beside me. I said, this don't make no sense. And the lady slammed in my car. She was high. She was like on some kind of drugs. You know, she was out of her mind because when she got out of the car, she said, excuse me, do you have a blackened mouth? I said, I have a what? And, so anyway, shortly after that, another car came and slammed into my car. And the second car that slammed in my car, he actually, like, ricocheted across the street, and he hit, like, this power line, and his legs were hanging out the car. He was very hurt. So I remember I had a four-door sedan, and it got smushed. The back end got smushed. I had braces on my teeth. My braces popped off. I had an eyebrow piercing that popped out. All of my CDs and credit cards and glass from the windshield and the impact of the car was scattered all across the highway. I thought I was dead. I jumped out of the car hysterical, and the lady that hit me, the first lady that hit me that was high, she actually calmed me down, like, calm down, it's okay. So I remember the firefighter came to the scene first, and he looked at the car and shook his head, and he looked at me, and right beside his foot was the Bible my sister gave me, like, 2 weeks prior. And he was like, here, young lady, this saved your life. And he handed me the Bible. So when he did that, I said, okay, God, I'm going to get my life together. I know you're real I know you're real because, wow, I shouldn't be here. And I went down to the club. I cleaned out my locker, and I never looked back. And so those are some near-death experiences to share. So that's a little bit about my testimony. In 2014, I was on probation for like 3 years. I had anger issues. The Lord had to deliver me from that asylum. I was in the suicide ward for just a little while until the Lord had to deliver my mindset. That's a little bit of my testimony.
Okay. You know, I also was reading that you testified that you had anxiety for 5 years. How did you overcome your anxieties?
Yes. That's a great question. And okay. So I got anxiety because of sexual sin. And people don't realize that whenever you sleep with somebody, like, it's a spiritual transaction. And the same spirit that person deals with him, I'm going to be honest, and shame the devil, and she had anxiety. And when I tell you, fierce, that spirit came on my life like a vengeance. I used to convulse. I used to literally shake really, really hard. And when I shook really, really hard, I could look in the mirror and I could see the devil in my eyes. And I remember hearing the devil's voice for 5 years. And he said, I hate you. You're going to die today. I'm going to kill you. And I just remember going to, like, therapy and counseling And they would give me mm-hmm. medication, try to calm me down. They would teach me deep breathing techniques. But it wasn't until I repented of my sins and started living right. And then I started to meditate on God's word that I overcame that anxiety.
Amen. Amen. That is wonderful. You've been through a multitude of different things. And you know what? That is very true. I heard you say that individuals don't realize and they don't know that when they have sex with an individual, you're receiving, you know, their spirit and things that they have, you know, in their life. You receive it, you know, in their life. A lot of people don't understand it and they don't believe it. And it really goes a step deeper. When you have relations, when women, you know, have sex with men, and even with medication, some people don't understand it and realize that when an individual takes a lot of different medicine, they don't realize that the sperm, the seed of that man, when it enters into the woman's body, that it can have effect on that individual. A lot of people don't know that, and a lot of people don't realize that. You know, when an individual has different health challenges, that it can affect the woman when you're in a relationship with an individual that have a different problems with their body or is in taking different medications. People, I don't know if you're experienced with that or do you believe that? Where do you stand on that particular issue when individuals, maybe they don't believe that some of those things enter their life because of the partner that they're with?
I just say I lived through it. I experienced it. At first, I didn't believe it, and I didn't even realize the spiritual repercussions of my actions. But Apostle Paul says in the Bible, do not be ignorant of the devil's devices. And one of the tricks, one of the biggest, I say, tricks of the enemy is to get, like in the Bible, it talks about in Revelation 12 and 20, talks about the spirit of Jezebel. And two things God had against her. Number one, she seduced God's servants, and then she caused them to eat foods that were offered up to idols. So she caused the people, like Christians, believers in Christ, to fall into sexual immorality and then to get into idolatry. So I feel like if we're not careful, if we're not prayed up, if we're not fasted up, if we don't have a intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, we can stumble. You know, the enemy, he knows what's pleasing to our flesh. To try to tempt you with something that your flesh desires. So it's very important just to be, you know, be tuned up. You could be on fire for God, and then all of a sudden you can fall into a bed of sin. So I definitely believe that because I experienced it. So that's my answer.
That is amazing. You know, your story is just so overwhelming, you know, so overwhelming. And sometimes individuals, and I want to get to something else too. A lot of times people sometimes don't understand, like you're very talented and God uses you in different arenas, but that's because God has gifted you and he's using you. You're called to the masses. I look at it as you're called to the masses. You have a mission. You're on fire for God, and God uses you to change other people's lives because you have a powerful testimony. And people need to hear what you've been through, and they'll be encouraged, and it will help them to, if they don't know God, it will help them to reach out, you know, to God, you know, and ask that the Lord come into their life to change their life when they hear that somebody else went through different situations and God helped you, you know, and now that you know the Lord, things are different and better. And so when you tell your testimony, you know, it helps different individuals. So I have one other question. You stated as a child that you had demonic encounters. Why do you think that occurred, or how did you get it to stop, or what was going on? You know, what was the experience when you was a child? You said you had a lot of demonic encounters.
Yes, and people don't realize, and I see a lot of Christians now compromising. That when you watch certain movies, celebrate Halloween, you're allowing the enemy to come in your life. You're opening up a portal for the enemy. So I wasn't raised as a Christian, so we watched a lot of scary movies. Every scary movie before 2014 I watched, I'm going to be honest. Anything that came out was there. We're watching this stuff. And that's how we were raised. So I'll remember after we used to watch these scary movies, I used to always have these nightmares. And my parents didn't understand. And sometimes I would be afraid. I would urinate. I would pee on myself, wet the bed, and I would get in trouble because I was so afraid. But I remember starting to see spirits. Like, I would see, like, these dark shadows standing over me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they had red eyes. Sometimes they'd be sexual. Sometimes they would try to caress my breast. I remember one time, one pulled my hair, one opened my mouth up forcefully and tried to get inside of my mouth and, like, throat, and I was, like, pulling, like, get off of me. They would hold me down, and some people call it sleep paralysis or a hag or a witch will ride you, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
So that would happen to me all the time. So I used to have these witches riding me or these hag spirits harassing me, and I couldn't get sleep at night for years. So I remember it stopped when I got baptized at the age of 12. It stopped for a little bit. But then, you know, when you don't live right, you know, the enemy will come in and fester evermore. So I remember when I did get saved, when I got in that car accident in, like, 2004, the enemy came like a vengeance, fierce. Like, literally, I was a babe in Christ, newly, you know, saved. I didn't know how to pray. I didn't know anything. All I had with the Bible. I never even, like, read the Bible that good. So I remember I was having these nightmare spirits every night, and I had to start sleeping with the Bible underneath my pillow. So that worked for a little bit, and it would leave, but it would keep coming back. So eventually, I had to open up the Bible. I had to start meditating on scriptures. I had to learn how to pray against the enemy. So that's how it stopped. It was like God allowed me to be in the midst of warfare, amidst of a spiritual battle, to learn how to fight the enemy. And I had to, over the years, I had to learn how to use authority, because when you're walking with, you know, with God and you're doing something powerful, like, for example, God told me to start doing conferences. So in South Carolina, I'm not sure where you are, Pierce, but there's, like, some witchcraft around in these parts. So I remember I did a conference for the first time in this area, and this lady who was doing witchery, she came, and she tried to hurt me, but she couldn't get close to me, things like that. In 2018, I got harassed by witches for, like, the whole entire year, so I had to learn how to pray. I had to learn how to use authority to crush Jesus, and God allowed those things to help develop me, help take into another dimension in Him, help step up my level of consecration, and this is what the Lord wants for us, I believe. Sometimes we get complacent in our walk. Sometimes we don't pray and spend as much time with Him, as, you know, with the Lord.
That's true.
And some of us don't have no power. We, you know, like, we're supposed to be operating in signs, wonders, and miracles. We're supposed to have the fruit of the Holy Ghost, but some of us don't have any of that. And I believe that Christ is coming back for a powerful bride, that signs and wonders are going to follow those who believe. I didn't ask for that. But it was amazing that how God protected me when someone that was full of the devil actually wanted to hurt me, but it could not get close to me because of the power of God or the anointing that was present in the event or present on my life. So that's how I learned how to pray, and that's how I kind of overcame, like, demonic attacks or demonic spirits. It's being harassed, it's being tormented through the season, and God says He's a very present help in our time of need or trouble. So I had to learn how to cry out. And then I had to learn how to use authority, like, devil, I rebuke you, you know, all that stuff.
You know, and it's really something I was listening to. You tell your testimony, and a lot of people, and I believe you, I understand where you're coming from. I had an experience I've had quite a few experiences with demonic spirits, witchcraft. I remember one time I was at home. This was years ago. I was maybe in my 20s, 25, something like that. And I was at home. My mom was at home, and I was in my room just praying, interceding, because I was really a strong intercessor. And I'm going to tell you, Miss Kimberly, out of nowhere, the enemy steps in the room with me. He steps in the form of a wolf, and he growled at me. And I'm like, what in the world? You know, it was the first time that an experience like that, a presence came in the room with me as I was praying. And it was just he growled like a wolf. He just, you know, like a real wolf. And I said, oh, my God. And before I knew it, he jumped on me. And I kid you not, I ran out of the room into my mother's room and started growling at her. And she jumped. She was a believer. She's a believer as well. She jumped up out of the bed, and she was like, oh, my God. And she started praying, and the presence, it left. The demonic presence left. The wolf, it left. And so I understand what you're saying. It is true, and people don't think that those things can happen, but I'm here to tell you, and I believe every word that you're saying. You know, it does happen, and we have to have, you know, Jesus Christ in our life, you know, to keep us covered, because the enemy is real and he's not playing. But, you know, God is bigger, and God is, he's awesome, and he has us protected.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the truth. And I used to hear these statements where people say, if the enemy's not messing with you, then you don't have to worry about him. But that's not even true, because sometimes you could be minding your business, or you could be on an assignment for God, and the enemy will just start attacking you, just like in Scripture, where Apostle Paul and his men in the book of Acts, they were on their way to pray, and this girl was under the divination, kept following them for many days. And this is why I tell people, you can't get caught up in flattery, because she kept saying, these men are the men of the Most High God, but Apostle Paul deserved that this was a demonic spirit in this girl, and he cast it out. And as a result, he went through a backlash, an attack, where him and his men got thrown into prison because the girl's owner couldn't make money off of her anymore. So the point is, they encountered a demon, this demonic spirit, and they were just on their way to prayer. They were just doing what God called them to do. So it doesn't matter, you know, what you're doing for God. You just got to be alert, sober, diligent, because we have an adversary, the devil, who roams around like a roaring lion, who he may devour, but I decree and declare he will never devour us in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, and I want to, we're kind of running out of time, but I'm telling you, this conversation is really, really awesome. You have some things coming up on your calendar. I know God uses you in prayer. So you, I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about some of the events that you're coming up, that's coming up for you, and perhaps invite the listening audience to some of the events that you're going to be participating in or speaking, and how can they join you for prayer. If you want to give out that information, that would be great.
Absolutely, absolutely. So the main thing me and my husband are working on right now is an album. So we should have an actual album coming out by the end of the year. I do have a single out called You're the One, but I should have another video release coming out pretty soon in the next couple of weeks. So that's our main focus in this season. So I was going to do an online event, so I still might do it. And I prayed. I heard December, the first weekend of December, so it's probably going to be like a prophetic miracle call where I just come on, I give the word of the Lord, and I do individual prophecy to those that join the broadcast. So I'll probably be doing that the first weekend of December. That's going to be on my Facebook page at Prophetess Kimberly Moses. We pray every day. We pray twice a day. We pray 6 o'clock in the morning, EST time, and at noon, EST time. At 6 o'clock, we're praying in tongues for 1 hour. Then we give the word of the Lord, and then we take communion every day, Monday through Friday. And if you would like to join our prayer team or join the prayer line, let me give you the phone number. The phone number is, let's pull it up. It is 717-908-1834, and the access code is 673-436.
Okay. Thank you. I'm going to post that as well. Also, I did have one other question that I wanted to ask before we wrap up this particular conversation. So a lot of people want to know how you balance your work life, ministry, you know, in your home life. How do you balance it? How do you keep it all balanced?
Yes, and that's a great question. I think if we put God first, like in Matthew 6:33, seek the kingdom of God first and his righteousness, everything else will be added. So put God first and things begin to fall into place. So for me, I wake up 6 o'clock every morning. It doesn't matter if I stay up to 2 a.m. The Lord's been waking me up like, you got to get on this line. I'm giving after I finish prayer, you know, I'm waking my son up to go to school, get ready for him to go to school and stand by and blessing him. And my husband is coming home from night shift, and I'm able to spend a few hours with him before I start my day. And that's how I kind of balance. And then on Saturdays, I'm intentional, being that I work so hard throughout the week. I have, like, my publishing business and ministry in between. I'm trying to work, like, 3 YouTube channels. So on Saturday, I'm intentional, like, okay, Saturday I'm going to spend this time with family. And Sundays, I'm going to rest and focus on God. Sundays is, like, my day, God's day. So one of the things that I do fierce is I pour into my own self so I don't get burnt out, because I went through a season of just burning out, stressed out, like, trying to cook for the family and things like that. You know, that I felt like I was pulled in 10 different directions. So I pour back into me. I do something that I like. You know, I you know, give myself facials, give myself, I have a foot massager. I massage my feet. I meal prep for the week, so it takes less stress off of me. I exercise. I go for long walks, and I'm listening to worship music and talking to the Lord. So that's how I balance, is put God first, incorporate God throughout my day. And for me, I just make the use of my time, because I think one of the most problems we just get idle. We waste time. We make excuses. And, you know, God say, write a book. We look, oh, I'll write it tomorrow. And then tomorrow, we keep pushing it off, and a whole year went by. You ain't do nothing. So I try to make the most of my time. And just be intentional. So that's how I try to keep it balanced.
Amen. That is good wisdom and good advice. I really do appreciate that. You know, I am pretty much out of time. I have to wrap it up. And I do want you to speak over the listening audience. If there's anything that you want to let the audience know as far as where they can find your music, where they can watch encouragement videos or your website, you're more than free to give out that information as well.
Yes, so you can go to my YouTube channel, which is my name, Kimberly Moses, and I try to post weekly videos. And you can check out my music when it comes out on my single. It's available like iTunes, Spotify, all major retailers. So one word of encouragement, I feel like we're in a season of just pressure. People feel pressure on every side. Maybe your finances are drying up. Maybe you got attacked in your relationship. But I want to encourage you to keep going. No matter who walks away, stay focused on God. Make sure your relationship with Christ Jesus is rock solid. And also just know that God provides. Even if you are at rock bottom, just remember in the kingdom of heaven, the way up is down. So if you're at a low place, just know that as you humble yourself, God said he will exalt you in due time or due season. So your time of promotion is so near. Just hold on and keep the faith and don't quit. Keep going. If you got to put one foot in front of the other, take it one day at a time. As you keep going forward, you know, today could be the day of victory. It could be a day of promise for you. It could be the day that your blessing comes in Jesus' name.
Amen. And, you know, that is so good. And that's a powerful word, because a lot of people are experiencing pressure, you know, on every side. We're living in a time and a season, you know, a lot of people are experiencing pressure. So I really do appreciate you giving that word of encouragement out. So listen, everyone that's listening in, if you are just tuning in, I want you guys to hear the complete full testimony of Kimberly Moses. You guys can subscribe and listen to the complete testimony of Kimberly Moses on Spotify. You can listen at iTunes, any platform. You can just go back to the beginning. I want you guys to hear the full testimony, because it's very powerful. It would encourage you so very much. And I want to thank Kimberly for taking time out of her busy schedule to share her testimony with the Fierce Female Network. I really do appreciate you so very much.
And I appreciate you too. Thanks for having
me. You're welcome. So you guys, this was a really, really awesome and on fire time that we had on this evening. And I want you guys to know that I'll be back on tomorrow with another
In a special word of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.